You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. The band Blonde Redhead formed in 1993. 21 years later, in 2014, the trio released their ninth album, and in this episode, they deconstruct Penultimo, a song from that record that caused some dissent between the band members. At the heart of the controversy was the pitch factor effect pedal by Eventide, a harmonizer that does a lot, or maybe too much. Here's Blonde Redhead on Song Exploder.
Hunger is strange, keeps happening to me. The lady's not a lurk, she's just... I couldn't admit to the entire concept of this song, so I was kind of resisting it until the last moment. This is Kazu Makino, the member of Blonde Redhead. And the other members are Amedeo and Simone Pace, twin brothers from Italy.
I am Amedeo. I play mostly guitar in the band. I kind of started with the arpeggio part. The thing about the Eventide pedal with which I wrote the song is that it, just by me playing one note, it does the arpeggio. So it's a harmonizer. So
he's just playing dun. Dun, 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 dun. But the effect is doing da 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 da. No, da 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 da.
Do 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 do. So it was a bit by accident. Kazu was not too keen on the idea of having something that was played with a pedal.
We couldn't call it a song without the pedal. I felt like we were taking sort of shortcuts or slacking off or like cheating or something like this. So I was a little bit skeptical about calling it a song. I worry, I censor myself quite a bit, you know, sometimes. But Ame is, he's not like that. He just goes for it and he goes for it until he's had enough. This album was, the whole thing had a rule of like, we wanted to sound timeless and warm. That's one of the reasons why we started saying, what if we played this manually on the instrument?
So we started replacing the arpeggio with piano and harpsichord. So I'm not a piano player, so I had to do it first the left hand and then the right hand for each instrument. So I first did the doo-doo, which is the bass, and then I did the rest. So it took maybe 4 or 5 hours for me to do the whole thing.
So geeky. God, can we do this manually? What would it sound like when you go into studio and make music, you walk away from reality and you start exploring things just because you thought about it, you know?
So the first thing was the arpeggio with the pedal, and then the second thing was the guitar.
I am Simone and I play drums. I do a lot of doubling stuff when I record. I recorded the whole part and then we just recorded it again, maybe like a couple of times, you know, and then we put it together. For that song, we got inspired a lot, at least for the drum part, by, you know, this Fleetwood Mac record, Tusk. He plays very simple. Why don't you ask him if he's gonna stay? Why don't you ask him if he's gonna wait? You know, it's really to the point, and I think we were trying to keep, you know, things very, very simple. I really like to be limited. You know, I think being limited makes you become more creative, I think.
And we left the song like that for a few months.
It was the third day of the 3-day session at the Electric Lady. We turned to this song and it's like, well, this one only needs melody. Like, all you have to do is to come up with a melody and lyrics. And up to then, like, we were convinced by sort of the love that Amadeo had for this song. So,
but I had the hardest time finding a melody and finding a way to sing it, because the range was really, really either too low or too high for me.
I thought Amadeo was going to just deliver the song. And he always was walking around with like a pile of paper. And then Amadeo was like, can you come outside? And then he just took me out and was like, can you help me? I got nothing here. And it was like, it really a shock for me. It was like, what happened with all this paper? It's like, it's nothing. I sat down and just started writing down. And I had to come up with something. It was like streaming of my brain, basically. This is just about New York or whatever. Bellary is tame. Not the way it used to be. After that, Ame went in and it started imitating me, which must have been so humiliating because he always comes up with his own stuff.
This is the first time that had ever happened, where you had written a part for him?
Yeah, it's the first time. Prepare to tell, nothing to see. Here. Prepare to tell. Nothing to see here. I realized, well, I could never do what Amadeo does. I think he has such an incredible sense of like phrasing and rhythm, and I could never do what he does. You know, and if I try, I sound terrible. And then that's what he had to do, was trying to sing like me. I think I tend to sing everything quite laid back, and then it sounds like I'm not going to fit in the phrase into a certain space, but I always do. And he was having such a hard time doing that. Wait at the corner. Meet me unaware. I can hardly see the side of glass. Did it just ask without turning round? When's your next show? Should I even talk or hit him with a chain? He kept trying to sing this track, and I was quite touched that he had the perseverance and patience, and then also the will to finish it. You know? The fact that it was for Ame, I was able to free myself from like all the breaks I was putting in myself about the song. At that moment, I realized that this song is like right up my bloody alley. Yeah, I remember thinking, oh, wow, this feels quite right.
And now here's Penultimo by Blonde Redhead in its entirety.
Prepare to tell,
Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net. or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirwe. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.